Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, followers, to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak, owner of Velocity Athletic Training Studio. It is Saturday, January 21st, 2017, 3:30 p.m., and I'm live from my studio in Langley, British Columbia. The line is open for listeners to call in. You may share your views on any episode. The number to call is 1-773-897-6223. It is a long-distance call. Velocity Athletic Training Radio is now on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, as well as Podomatic. If you are interested in advertising with Velocity Athletic Training Radio, by all means, visit me at www.advertisecast.com/613. It is a good avenue to showcase your products and your services and an opportunity to be a guest speaker on my show. So if you're interested in doing that, again, you may contact me at www.advertisecast.com/613. So I need to apologize. I've missed a couple of episodes. I've been very busy, so I've had to reschedule and cancel out a couple of shows. So again, I apologize for that. We're going through some changes here, and I will certainly update as we go along. All right, today's topic, the aura, part two. Kinesiology is the study of the human body. And, you know, I did 3 years of kinesiology, so we studied its roles, the body's roles, its functions, and all that it is capable of achieving. I mean, just look at Olympic athletes, or any athlete for that matter, and their outstanding achievements through the use of their very own vessel. And that is the human body. Now, I've always believed as an athlete, and quite frankly, before I began my journey as a youth athlete, that there is something more to us, something more to the human body. I always refer to it as our spirit. We carry our very own spirit, our shadow, per se. This shadow is what I refer to as the aura. The aura composed of seven layers which align with the chakra system. Each layer represents the emotional, the mental, the physical, and the spiritual aspect of every human. Okay, so don't even think that you're walking around and you don't have an aura. You do. All right, we all have it. Some of us are in tune to it and some of us are not. Now, the first layer is referred to as the etheric body. It is the layer closest to our physical body. It is very dense in nature. This is a layer that corresponds to physical life, feelings, physical pleasure and pain, and physical health and well-being. It is connected to the root chakra. The color of the root chakra is red. Now, with this layer, we create awareness to the etheric aura layer by practicing Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, or simply concentrating the mind on the idea of energy. Okay, and this is a very interesting concept here. When you go into these modalities, now I don't know if anyone out there is listening, but you know, if you've taken Tai Chi, like I have, it's such an interesting way of working with energy. I've done workshops with professional Tai Chi masters. And I can recall this one workshop I was in where the master was visiting from China, and he had us all lined up beside each other with our arms extended, and the fingers of our hands were actually touching the other person's hand that was standing beside us. And what he did was he... again, if anyone out there is familiar with Tai Chi, it's like creating your own little ball of energy. And so this is what he did. He stood in front of us and he created his own little ball of energy. And he, you know, he mentioned everybody's ball of energy is different in color. So once he focused on this energy, he then took his right hand and his index finger and actually touched the hands of the first two people that were in line. And that energy, and I'm not joking here, we all felt this energy vibrate right through our own very hands. So this is actually a real thing. It's not some hokey way of dealing with energy. When you tune in, okay, it takes a lot of practice as well. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes belief as well from the heart chakra that you are going to create this little energy, and you can take this energy and pour it on yourself. Okay, again, you know, if you're tuned in and you're listening and you've done this type of body work, you know what I'm talking about. The second layer is referred to as the emotional body, which vibrates the frequency of emotions and feelings and affects emotional balance. It is connected with the second chakra, referred to as the sacral. The color of this chakra is orange. The third layer of the aura is referred to as the mental body. This layer is connected to our thoughts, our ego, the mental process, and our very own power. It is connected to the solar plexus chakra. The color of this chakra is yellow. I would like to add that in the mental body, it is activated through teaching, research, reading, some types of energy stimulation, and meditation. Okay, so it's really connected, personally, to me, it's connected to the intellect. The fourth layer of the aura is referred to as the astral body. Now, this is a very common term, astral traveling, astral body. The astral body is associated with areas of expression of ethereal, emotional, and mental layers. There's a connection with the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra. It shows your capacity for conditional and unconditional love. The astral body is activated by meditation. Through this layer, you can develop your psychic abilities, your techniques for traveling outside the body. Again, I mentioned earlier, astral traveling, shamanic practices, lucid dreaming. Now, quickly adding, when I just want to, you know, touch upon this one area. You know, I've spoken with a lot of people that deal with outside, you know, leaving their bodies, and they travel around in that other dimension. Now, just quickly adding that when you, you know, if you decide to do something like that, astral travel, take caution, okay? As we leave our body to travel the unknown, you never know what and who you may cross paths with on the other side, okay? So just take cautionary measures to, first of all, you got to shield yourself when you decide to leave and then come back. And, you know, it's a lot of things to think about before embarking on astral traveling. The fifth layer of the aura is referred to as the etheric double. Okay, so at this level, it is a copy of the physical body, but to a higher spiritual level. So you're striving to align with the divine, to speak and to pursue the truth. It is connected to the throat chakra. The color of the throat chakra is blue. Now, with the etheric double, it is activated by sound. Okay, so music is really important here if you want to access your fifth layer. The sixth layer of the aura is referred to as the celestial body, and it is associated with enlightenment. Okay, there is a connection with the sixth chakra, which is the third eye. It consists of light, also known as visceral level, where we have access to a higher intellect, knowledge, wisdom, and information. And the color to the sixth layer, third eye, is indigo. The seventh layer of the aura is referred to as the casual body. The casual body is the seventh layer of the aura, and it is associated with the divine and universal consciousness. There is a connection with the seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra. And if you've tuned into any of my episodes, I've spoken about the crown chakra. It contains the plan of life, or, in other words, soul contract, and reflects all the expertise and your experiences that the soul has passed through during this present life. Okay, so you can have access to that. And dealing with all these layers, you can work on each layer to increase its strength, the vibration of each layer. Okay, and we're not always strong in each layer. One layer could be more weak than the other. So this is very good information to learn, to see where you're weak, and to work on strengthening whatever layer is weak. Now, most of this information I learned from my level, Reiki Level 1, the book that we used, the choice of book to study from, what is called Hands of Light, and the author is Barbara Ann Brennan. Who is Barbara Ann Brennan? She is an American author, a physicist, a spiritual healer, businesswoman, and teacher working in the field of energy healing. And in 2011, she was listed by the Watkins Review as the 94th most spiritually influential person in the world. That's an amazing accomplishment. I've read the book. I just absolutely love this book. And if you get your hands on it, trust me, you're going to learn so much more about the chakra system, the aura, healing, etc., etc. Again, aside from all the books that I have read, this includes the Bible, the Quran, all the books I read in my studies at SVU in Introduction to Religious Studies. It was just one course I took, but I read so much about every other belief system in this world. And I'm going to be honest, Hands of Light is up there. It really opened my eyes to look past all doctrines, all conditioned thoughts and feelings. It helped me look more into the human soul and how to heal clients. using all the other knowledge that I've learned. Okay, so I took an aura test, and these were my results. I was really surprised because it was so accurate. It says here, your aura is steeped in indigo. Deep indigo is associated with the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, and the nervous system. You get glimpses into other worlds and are a wise seeker. I mean, that just totally almost freaked me out when I read that I get glimpses into other worlds, which I do. My aura contains blue. So this color represents the throat. Isn't it interesting? I am doing this online radio show. Specifically, the thyroid. If your aura is blue, you're intuitive and you love helping people. Boy, that is so bang on about me. You remain calm during a crisis, and others lean on you for support. So, okay, remaining calm during a crisis, it depends on the crisis. But I would say, yeah, I do remain calm. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with a few thoughts to ponder. Just going back in time, my original career of choice as I was growing up was to become a criminal lawyer. I mean, this is all I talked about. I would bring books home from the library and spend hours in my bedroom reading up on criminals, criminal minds, criminal law. Gosh, I studied the criminal code at such a young age, the criminal code of Canada, that is. Now, in my last year of high school, I went up to grade 13, and that was in Ottawa. Way back then, they had grade 13. I decided to, you know, rather than go to school all day in my fifth year, I decided to do some work experience in the afternoon to gain additional credits. So I was placed at the courthouse, the criminal division in Ottawa, Ontario, and during my six-month period that I worked there, I had learned so much about that area of law, as well as the human condition. On my last day of work experience, I sat with our supervisor, who asked me this one question. And I'll never forget the way he sat in his chair, spun it around, looked at me, and he had this smirk on his face. I'll never forget that smirk. He asked me this one question. So, do you still want to be a criminal lawyer? I got a laugh when I think about that question and the smirk. I immediately replied, no. No, 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 no. He then asked, why? My response was, well, first and foremost, scales of justice are not balanced, and they never will be. Secondly, I do not want to deal with humanity in this respect. As I've learned, right, I was only 18 at the time. You know, I'm quite observant. I sit back and I watch and I listen. I learned that the human condition is not balanced as well. Okay, and it's even more so in today's world. The human condition is not balanced. Since that time, I believe I have evolved. I have awakened to learn from so many spiritual leaders. In fact, they've awakened me through studies and through my very own spiritual practice. There is more to us than just the physical body. We go beyond that. If one opens up their very own channel of opportunity, and what I mean by this is begin thinking out of the box, people. Look beyond your conditioned thoughts and your conditioned emotions. And guess what? When you start to look beyond, you may just see your fellow human. Right? Drop you're boxed in minds, you're boxed in emotions. And trust me, I've come across people like this, you know, and all I guess they ever want to do with someone like me, well, no, it's supposed to be this way. This is the way this book says, and this is the way that has happened. You know, we can go back in time, way back in history, and seek more of the truth rather than listen to more lies, right? Open up your mind. Go back. Read more. More to, in history, right? I'm Leila Smolak, host of Velocity Athletic Training Radio and owner of Velocity Athletic Training Studio. Thank you for tuning in. I am now over, and I am out.